Come here, everybody!
Yeah. Minions Happy Meal is now at McDonald's. Yeah. Mm, and some of these McNuggets. Hey, hands off. Oi, those were my McNuggets. And don't forget, you can choose a book or toy with every Happy Meal. Some fun, some food, it's all inside this Happy Meal. Minions Happy Meal until the 21st of September. Subject to availability. Serve from 11 a.m. Book or toy choice is between toy or book, not the specific item or range.
One thing we have to keep in mind is that, and we talked about it on the show,
but at the same time, it comes from two different points.
Then all of a sudden, you want to say, oh, what
you know? I think for me, I don't know if I can speak for everybody else.
This is Dead in Sports.
This is the place where sports opinions collide. Dead in Sports. I'm your host, Kenneth B. Ange. Joining me on the show, we got Sean J.
What's happening, man? How y'all doing?
And cue the sis, man.
Good evening, y'all. Let's get to it.
And FIFO is running behind, but he'll be here in a second. You know, when I was driving in, Shelton the Q, I think I might add something to the tagline, man. Like, I think we are probably one of the very few sports talk shows at night.
That is true.
I do some research. I know there are some out there. I'm not saying that's why I said one of the few. It's like, you know, Denny Hip Hop is the biggest YouTube music review channel in hip hop on, you know, so I don't know, man. I think that might be a thing. So, you know, I'm gonna have to check that out. That's So, an all black sports talk show, Tuesdays and Thursdays, 9:30 p.m. The NFL season kicked off and it was full of a lot of drama, a lot of things to get into and everything. So, yo, man, we ain't gonna hold you guys up. You guys have been waiting long enough. So we're going to get to the game last night. And shout out to Nikki Duse, who put together a show outline for us. So he produced the show, even though he's not here. But yeah, man, I guess the first thing I want to get you guys' thoughts on is I didn't get a chance to watch the game. I didn't even get a chance to watch the recap that they normally do on NFL. So what were you guys' overall thoughts on what you saw last night between the Raiders and the Ravens?
Sheldon, you want to go first?
Well, I saw what Nick was saying. Basically, like Lamar got screwed or something like that. What was he saying, Q? You remember?
Yeah, he was saying that, you know, everything that Carson Wentz shouldn't have been. I'm joking. He was saying that the O line was bad, and he was saying that he ain't had no help at wide receiver, you know, all that stuff.
That kind of stuff, yeah. Well, my biggest takeaway from that game was Lamar looked like Lamar. He looked the same to me. This evolution of a quarterback, I'm still yet to see it. I didn't see it. I thought that he's what he always is. Similar to how, you know, it is eerily reminiscent of Cam Newton to me. And what I saw with him, what I mean is his Panthers days. When he was with the Panthers, you know, he had a lot of potential, a lot of room for growth. And like I said, I just didn't see it. He made a couple nice plays, but he always makes a couple nice plays. You know what I'm saying? And so I was looking to see more down the field throws. I saw a couple timing things and a couple short little passes and dinks and dunks. Even the down the field stuff was more like gimmicky stuff. It really wasn't like, like he was putting the ball and hitting people in stride and doing the things that I would like to see him do at this stage of his career. But I'm seeing the same player.
So obviously the first question is, what was my reaction or what did I see from Lamar? I'm trying to be so even with my takes about Lamar right now because it's week one and I do want to give him at least until week. We got to get at least until week six until I can make a real judgment. But from what I saw, I agree a lot of what Shelton's saying. It looked like Lamar. And at this stage in his career, that has the potential to be an issue if by week six it's still Lamar, if you see what I'm saying. Because there is a lot that I think I could put on Greg Roman. There's a lot I think I could put on John Harbaugh. But at the end of the day, ball security number one. Yes. Trying to switch hands in the middle of a run. Come on, Lamar. You know what I mean? Like, the ability for Brady and guys like, you know, Rodgers, when they take those strip sacks all the time, they rarely lose the ball. And that's something that you got to learn and drill. And just the passes, like what Sheldon's saying, he still got that same release. I didn't see much growth. And, you know, I'm trying to give him the benefit of the doubt. But Lamar, man, it's time, dog. It's time.
Yeah, he's on watch. You know, and I'm all pro brother here, but, you know, I got to call it like I see it at the same time. So I know it's just one – look, it's just one game. It's just week one. It can mean everything. It can mean nothing. You know, we'll find that out as the season progresses. But, you know, do you guys think that they're destined for a bad season because of the injuries and lack of talent? Or is Lamar Jackson going to prove this Nick rightness again, why he was a unanimous MVP?
I think he's going to overcome it. And and what I mean by that is he's good enough to do it right now. I just think right now he's good enough. But FIFO talks about it all the time, that old man game.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he's missing. He's missing the like I said, the growth. He has the overall talent and skill to overcome a lot of things. But in a game like that, you put a team like the Raiders away. The Raiders weren't in that game. They had no business. They had no business in that game. That game was over in the first quarter. And they did nothing until the end of the game in the fourth quarter.
Mm.
But ball security, which is number one. And yeah, I hear you talking about the line and all that stuff like that. Yeah, he didn't have the best protection. Yes, he was missing a number one running back as well. But it's some of the stuff, some of the calls and some of the reads, it just wasn't good football. It was almost like they were trying to manage the game with him as well as with the backs. And that's kind of what I'm seeing. And we can say, and I agree with y'all, the coaches need to go. Those coaches are horrible.
Yep.
They are horrible. Because a lot of that is on them. I mean, a lot of it's on him too. But, you know, they take – I would give that a 50-50 deal because he can work hard to get better on his own. But then they got to kind of get in there and develop him too. And I think that's what's missing. It's time for Harbaugh to go.
Mm-hmm. Somebody said in the chat, I was about to bring up Alejandro Villanueva. Dog, he was food all night. And I can be fair, obviously, because I saw it with Carson Wentz. I think that a lot of what plagued Carson in Philly is plaguing Lamar in Baltimore. First of all, if Tennessee ain't going to use Julio Jones, then they need to go get him. But they need to surround him with better talent. And I think that Greg Roman, his package of passing plays is some of the most mystifying shit I've ever seen. Where you know what I'm saying? Like, what are you trying? Like, this is like all these out routes. Like, what is this? You know what I mean? Like, all this stuff to the sideline. Like, I don't know what's going on with them. And John Harbaugh, he's been two seasons too late for me. Like, I think he's cooked two seasons ago.
I agree. But I was not impressed with the Raiders whatsoever. And they got a jolt of energy in that fourth quarter out of nowhere. I saw nothing. I'm thinking the whole game, I was kind of putting my takes together during the game. I was so prepared to come in here and rip David Carr, new asshole. Because I'm like, David Carr is the one quarterback that flies under the radar. Nobody ever mentions him. But he was not sure. And I'm talking about through 3.5 quarters, I was ready to come in here and be like, we need to fire David. David Carr needs to be cut today.
Mm.
I was that, like, why are we not talking about him? We talking about Lamar, and David Carr is over here trash. Like, he's trash. And something clicked at out of nowhere. And
he good for that once a season.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, this Raiders team, man, like, this is a game that clearly the Ravens gave away. I'm not buying the hype about these guys at all. So, once again, it's going to be a, you know, they're a huge franchise. People love to talk about the Raiders, but they ain't going to do shit just like they ain't do shit last year, just like they ain't do shit the year before. every single season. And watch, one of these weeks, people are going to come in here and start hyping up the Raiders, and then they're going to fall apart like they've done the last 2 years.
Dog, they threw, I think it was 18 passes to Waller. Fam, John Harbaugh and Mike Mayock, they back there playing fantasy football. I'm not trying to hear nothing.
They really
shit.
Are.
Like, they and it's disgusting. Stealing money. And
yeah,
you know, this, I want to be fair to all the Ravens fans, because Marlon Humphrey's out, or I'm sorry, Peters was out. You have Peters, you have your running backs are all out. You got Latavius Murray and Le'Veon Bell coming in with no real chemistry. So that's fair to say, you know what I mean? So like I said, week six, I can give you a much better judgment. That's when teams should be into the flow of their offenses. People have the defenses installed. The injuries that plagued people are going to be fine by then, or the people that they need to replace and their replacements will be in the groove. So we going to see what these teams are. I'm not going to overreact to week one, because a lot of y'all been going to overreact to week one.
Hey, you know what's crazy too, Q? Those wide receivers, I think through 3.5 quarters, the starting wideouts, Edwards and Ruggs, had no catches for the Raiders.
What?
None. Like zero catches from the wide receivers. All of his passes were going to
Waller.
That was it.
It was just spamming him, bro. Just spamming Waller.
That's like, it. And then I felt bad for Jacobs, because Jacobs had a messed up foot. He was playing on one leg.
Oh, I don't even want to talk about Josh Jacobs.
He was hurt, though.
I know. I just needed like 5-6 more points, bro.
Oh,
what I say? I said Thursday cost me.
Yeah.
I lost the B by like 5 points. That touchdown. Remember the touchdown and the fumble?
Yes.
That was the difference. I was like, man, you got to be fucking kidding me. I knew it was going to happen, man. I've been playing fantasy so long, I knew that was going to come back to bite me. And freaking Pat Mahomes, we're going to get to him in a second. But, yeah, man, that shit, man. Because when I turned it, I was like, oh, shit, he got 2 touchdowns. How many yards he had rushing? Oh, just 34? Mm-hmm. I said, all right, well, maybe he caught a couple of passes. Nah. He caught 1 for 6 yards.
He went off hurt maybe 3 or 4 times. He was legit.
Oh, so
he
was in and out. He was on and off the field?
Yeah. He was hurting. He was hurting. And Kenyon Drake just couldn't get it done. They had nothing. That Baltimore defense looked great for like I said, for 3.5 quarters. Then in the end, they just turned. Some of the calls, though, like where they were running with no safeties, that burned them almost every time. That was Madden. It worked half the time.
Okay.
So they would run a play where they would put everybody up on the line of scrimmage
mm-hmm.
and, you know, drop off in the coverage or rush the quarterback. But that worked half the time. Half those times they got pass interference calls. They gave them a touchdown. The one play, they just, I don't know, man. It's coaching and play calling for them, because I think this team is okay.
All right. Well, we'll see what happens next week. Let's get into these Bucks and the Browns. I don't have the record of who picked what. I should have had Nick put this on here. But didn't FIFO have the Browns beating the Chiefs?
I think he did.
He had the Browns winning it all, too.
He did. He's going to have to walk that back.
He is, because I told him, I said, Baker, it's going to be Baker.
Was it Baker or was it Stefanski being scared to use Baker? Baker still had over 300 yards pass.
Baker looked good for same thing. And to be fair to everybody this week, these guys ain't played at all. No preseason. They've been sitting out there watching.
Yeah.
So that was kind of like a preseason game for a lot of people. But in saying that, Baker, to me, Baker going to be Baker. He gonna nut up at some point.
I don't know. Well, yeah, that interception, him trying to throw it out of bounds and just falling flat on his face and couldn't get anything under it. I thought he was about to come back and win that game until he got that pressure, and then he ran and he tried to throw it out of bounds and it went nowhere. I was like, dang, fake. Mm-hmm. But that was a lot of the Browns blew that game, man. They blew that game. Like, I think when they went up by that touchdown, I was like, okay, they just need to make Patrick Mahomes eat clock and go down the field. But what did the Browns do? The safety came up. I don't know what the safety was doing. I don't even know what defense they called. And Patrick Mahomes just chunked that thing down there, man, and he was out. I was like, man, you got to be shooting me. Now, keep in mind, I'm playing B, and B has Patrick Mahomes. So I'm feeling pretty good about myself. And then I saw that damn 85 yard or whatever it was. I was like, you got to be fucking shitting me. Mm-hmm. And then the motherfucker came back and threw another damn touchdown to the Travis Kelce. I was like, man, this is bullshit. But but yeah, Mahomes, man, I think Mahomes kind of had the Brady effect, meaning that you know he's on the sideline, so he put this invisible pressure on you to make plays because you don't want him to get the ball. Because you know if he get the ball, man, it might be a wrap. We saw it Thursday. I don't know what Mike McCarthy blew that with some play calling, but we all knew. For those of you that didn't catch it, go watch the replay. We all knew that once Brady got the ball back, it was over. We all knew once there was a minute 29 left and they only had like a 1-point lead or whatever, we was like, oh, that game over. And it was over. Same thing with Mahomes. We were like, 12 points isn't enough. And it damn sure wasn't.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Nah, I don't really have much to say on this because I don't really believe I'll say that take. But the Chiefs look good, man. But, you know, it's very fragile, man. It's fragile. But go ahead.
They did keep, which I didn't realize this until I read it today. I didn't realize that Honey Badger didn't play, nor did Frank Clark play.
Yeah.
So they kept a couple of key starters out. So, mm-hmm. I mean, I'm not saying they'd have made a huge difference, but I do think that would have helped a little bit show up that defense.
Much more.
And kind of.
And Chubb and them, Chubb is a dog, bro. I'm sorry. Can I just say that?
Bro.
Like, Nick Chubb is such a dog, bro. Like, he doesn't get, to me, he doesn't get that credit that he deserves when you talk about backs. Like, we're everybody just on Henry nuts. And it's like, bro, Chubb is, to me, he's just as good of a running back as Derrick Henry, in my opinion. He's in that class. He just, dare I say that Stefanski and the play calling might actually be holding Chubb back a little bit, even though that he's doing all this great stuff. He might be holding him back even.
You know, and he is, though, but another issue is the fact that you got to work Kareem Hunt in there because Kareem Hunt, in his own right, is one of the greatest backs in the game. So you got a two-headed monster, which I was so praying that Kareem Hunt went anywhere else. And that was for football. Imagine Kareem Hunt still with these Chiefs.
Odell, did Odell play?
He didn't play. But imagine Kareem Hunt still with the Chiefs.
Mm.
That would be an unstoppable team. But I want a Kareem Hunt gone just for my sheer enjoyment of seeing him on the field more. But Chubb, like you said, Chubb is that guy.
Mm-hmm. Well, can we shout out Jameis Winston for a minute, man? The brother went out there, put them hands on Aaron Rodgers, you know, with them 5 touchdowns. We saw a little bit of old Jameis, you know, when he tried to force that touchdown in the end zone that he got lucky there was a penalty on the defense because I was like, Jameis.
I saw when you said it,
It's like, come on. And that, because it's funny, because I think I said what I said in the chat before that happened. I was like, just don't do Jameis stuff.
Yeah.
And he went out and tried to do Jameis stuff. And I'm like, bro, what up, FIFA?
What up, bro?
Welcome to the stage.
I'm like, everybody, man, come on. Like, we let people talk good about you for a whole week because you're going to do some bad shit. And they ready to pounce on you, but don't give them, because that's all people would have harped on was that, yeah, but he still had that one interception, blah, 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 blah. But shout out to Jameis. You know, it looked like Peyton was a little, I didn't watch the game, but a little scared to let him throw. But he did just enough. And I guess maybe Aaron Rodgers did suck, but I don't know what the hell was going on with him that game.
Well, I saw a part of the game. I didn't watch the whole game, but with Jameis, I don't want to say it was really field position. You know what I'm saying? Why he didn't really have a lot of yards. It wasn't full blown Drew Brees open playbook, but it didn't feel constrained either. He made the plays they asked him to make. You know what I'm saying? It was just efficient. He was just very efficient with his play.
If he does that, man, he'll be all right.
Oh yeah, he won't get a contract.
Yeah, he'll be all right.
Oh yeah,
he won't get a contract.
That defense looked worldwide. Mm-hmm. I mean, world class.
100.
Yeah.
Hey, all right, we got a couple of super chats. I'm gonna try to get these in real quick. Thank y'all for the love. Thank you for the super chats. We appreciate each and every one of you for that, keeping our channel running. Mr. Ant-Man, what's happening, Mr. Ant-Man? 27. Okay. He said, Jamie's put some respect on his name with that 5 piece. Since we on the subject, yes, sir. Thanks. Yes, sir. That was a great game, man. I mean, from top to bottom, it was a good game for them. And I figured with them being displaced, that happened to somebody else, another team from Louisiana that went on the road. I was like, oh, they're going to struggle because they were displaced because of, you know, the situation. But I think it helps them to focus because I can't remember who it is exactly, a college team that I bet against and lost because they went on the road and looked great. And the same Tulane thing happened. Tulane is exactly who it was. I bet that I bet the over on that game and lost. But they were really focused. And Jamie's in the boys were too. They look great. They just look really good. I'm be interested. They play Carolina this week. I want to see them play Tampa. I can't wait to see that game.
Yeah,
and see how that goes.
And then in terms of Aaron Rodgers, it just looked like okay, he hadn't been on the field since last year.
Yeah,
you know, say some of the throws, some of the, his decisions, they just weren't. He wasn't as crisp as he usually is.
Literally, he was. And I'm upset because that was my fantasy quarterback.
Man, bro, I thought he was going to at least get Tonyan 8-10 points. I would have won.
Did you see that fumble Tonyan had?
He fumbled. Everybody fumbled on my team.
I had Devontae Adams. I had Aaron Rodgers. I was like, I'm going to win this. I could have won if either one of them had played a little bit. You know, I thought we were going to get a couple touchdowns.
Hey, look, don't talk to me right now. Because the damn kicker from the Dallas Cowboys scored more points than Zeke, and I lost by two.
That's true.
So I lost by two damn points, bro. So, nah, man, don't talk to me. Mostert out.
Yeah, it's all
right. Yeah.
So I told y'all, them 49ers, man, they be getting hurt every game.
So, as far as fantasy goes, we got three losers up on the stage right now. Hey, all three of us had rough weekends. You can't blame the coaching, though. It ain't the coaching, it was the players.
Definitely in my case.
No, in my case, it was definitely the coach. Shit.
I'm talking about you. You the coach. That's your team.
Oh, well. Yeah, it was definitely the players then.
Hey, I'm going to read through a couple of these real quick. Josh Bro said, yo, Shelton. What's up, Josh? He said, yo, Shelton, Donald looked good. He's a baller. Don't go that far.
Come on, you see?
Don't go that far.
Tread lightly. It's week one, y'all. It's week one. Tread lightly.
It's week one against the Jets.
How's Zach Wilson look?
Zach Wilson looked,
he struggled
like a rookie.
Okay.
He looked like a rookie. I would have had 150 yards throwing.
Come on.
On the Jets.
Nah. But you
Darnold's going to be all right, bro.
Darnold's going to be fine. Zach Wilson had very bad decision making. Like when the pressure was coming, he wasn't looking and throwing in the right direction. So there's a lot of growth that has to happen there.
Because FIFO, he wasn't facing 4X drivers and shit. You know what I mean? That's why the preseason, you know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah. And then in terms of Sam Darnold, his experience kind of showed. And then, you know, him and Roby Robinson, that's definitely had a chip on his shoulder.
You know, you didn't get any positive vibes from the game show?
He tripping. I mean, like I said,
to me, it was a preseason game. That was the epitome of a preseason game. And I say that whether it was my favorite quarterback or not. And I say that because it was the Jets. And I expected what happened to happen. What was that final score?
It was
like a preseason game. It really had that feel to me. It was 19-14 was the final score.
What was his final line?
Yeah, 24. He was 24-35 for 279 yards and one touchdown. A lot of that went to Christian McCaffrey. Christian McCaffrey had 30 touches.
Yeah, I saw that. He's gonna be hurt.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So that's why I wasn't. That was the reason why I was kind of like.
But that's the coaching though.
It is the coaching. That's what I'm saying. It's the coaching. Yeah. It's the same old song, and they're gonna do the same thing that they do. They're gonna wear him out.
That's why
gonna get hurt. And we're gonna be in the same spot we were in before.
They gotta draft another running back. And that's not because Christian can't carry the load, but they need to lighten the load.
Well, they did. They got Chuba Hubbard from Oklahoma that's State. He's nice.
Yeah, he is nice. He is a receiving back.
Yeah.
But then they just gotta get him a little bit more involved then.
Yeah. What I wish they had done was kept Trenton Cannon. He's actually in Baltimore and should have played more yesterday. Mm. Trenton Cannon was a nice fill-in for Christian McCaffrey because he ran hard and he could do a little bit of the same things. Mm-hmm. So them letting him go for Chuba was I liked it, but I would have rather had kept him kind of to give Chuba a little bit of time to get to that position. That was it. And the fact that, you know, they had to make some roster moves. Mm-hmm. So they let him go. So he's now a Raven, which is good for him. We them boys hit us up earlier about the Ravens as well. He said Ravens offensive line is one of the worst in the league. the defense allowed the Raiders to tie the game with 40 seconds left.
That's crazy.
I saw that throw too.
That defense.
People, what's your take on Lamar?
He made a couple throws that were nice. He had a decent game. It wasn't amazing. It wasn't. It felt like a week one game. Mm-hmm. It felt like the beginning of the season game. So I'm okay, but you know how I feel still stands. You know he still got to prove to me that he could be an in the pocket type of quarterback. But you know what though, I always talk about symbiotic relationship between head coach and quarterback, and I don't think John Harbaugh is the guy.
It's time for him to go.
Yeah, it's time for him to go. I think they need to go get somebody like Eric Bieniemy. You know what I'm saying, to kind of rejuvenate that offense because it's too predictable. And I feel like you're putting Lamar in too much of a the same way it's quote unquote simplistic offensively. Mm-hmm. I feel it's simplistic defensively, and they're just exposing him. You're making this man do so much. You know what I'm saying? Where you should make it easier. You know what I'm saying? Kyle Shanahan out here with two quarterbacks throwing touchdowns. You know what I'm saying? Like, bro. And
almost blowing the game.
Well, that hey, in the last 2 minutes too. Mm-hmm. Hey, but hey, Matt, that's why Matt is for real. Because that should be happening all the damn time in Matt.
Yeah.
But
true.
Shit crazy.
This is a good question from Joshua Jericho, Apollosac. This is dope, man. Joshua, I appreciate the question. Which one had the better week? AFC West or NFC West?
NFC West.
NFC West.
Mm-hmm. NFC West. NFC West look like the Infinity Gauntlet out there, boy. Yep. They in there going to war.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they did. That's the toughest division I can remember in football in a long time. Because all those teams look strong. Mm-hmm. Like they all
are Super Bowl contenders.
Period. And that league could flip from top to bottom and bottom to top. Anybody could win that division.
I didn't say favorites can. They can contend. They can be in position to make a run.
They could. All of them. I was thinking the same thing too. I was thinking like, you know, if not for Tampa Bay, we would be talking about one of those teams for sure. Because like I said, they all got some fire behind them.
Yeah, I think the biggest question mark for me though is the 49ers. Like, because you have to make a decision on the quarterback. You know, you can't look. I understand preseason.
Jimmy G gonna make that decision for him.
At some point in time.
Yeah.
At some point in time. But you know what? Also, I think what Kyle Shanahan is trying to do is give Trey Lance live bullets for him to. I think Kyle Shanahan has a line. And whenever Trey crosses that line, it's like, oh, I saw what I needed to see. Mm-hmm. Jimmy's out of there.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? So I don't even think it's on Jimmy. I think it's more so on Trey and these little microscopic looks that Kyle gets out of him.
Yeah, just one of them takes on some bullets, some live bullets. But yeah, and just looking at the quarterbacks from these young guys, man, these guys can play.
Yes, they can,
bro.
Yes, they can.
They can, man. They don't need to sit.
Kyler Murray was incredible.
I was gonna say
incredible.
I was gonna say I can't remember who my pick was. I think I picked Arizona, but I could be wrong. But
people did switch to Kansas City at the
boy,
last.
Chandler Jones.
That's what I was about to say. Yeah, I was about to say
five sacks in the game.
I was about to say
four in the first half.
Three or four in the first half.
Four in the first half.
He was amazing. He was
for me against Nick tomorrow.
That was an amazing performance by that team. Period.
Facts.
Like I was really impressed with that whole unit. And the way they looked out there, because that Tennessee team is not no slouches, man.
Nah.
And they made Derrick Henry look awful. They did. I don't know how many yards did Derrick Henry end up with.
Not 100.
Tennessee, boy.
And that's the barometer.
My AFC pick.
Well, you. It's not gonna happen.
I mean, I had Seattle and Tennessee, man. We gonna see. I'm riding with them.
No, man.
Derrick Henry rushed 17 times for 58 yards and no touchdowns.
I think Tennessee may pull back a little bit, but it's week one. It's week one. No way.
Ken, so do you have the official win loss of our week?
I don't, actually.
Damn, Nick.
Because Nick has, he didn't put it on here.
And not only shout out to Kyler Murray for that, the way he spread the ball around, I mean, these stat lines, D-Hop had 6 catches for 83 yards and 2 touchdowns. Christian Kirk, 5 catches, 70 yards, 2 touchdowns. Mm-hmm. Ronald Moore, 4 catches, 68 yards. Mm-hmm. Chase Edmonds, 4 catches, 43 yards. AJ Green, 2 for 25. I mean, everybody, he moved the ball all around the field.
And it wasn't just out of the pocket. Like, some of his out of the pocket throws, that back foot throw to Christian Kirk
is crazy.
Yo, do you understand how much arm talent you have to have? Because that's a very interesting throw, because you got to put some on it, but it got to be soft enough to drop in the bread basket. Yeah.
When I saw it, first thing I thought was, he's a baseball player.
Yeah.
So
it's an outfield throw.
Yeah. If anybody's qualified to do what he's doing, he's that guy.
Yeah,
because he's a top rated baseball player. You know, a top 10 draft pick in baseball. Mm-hmm. So he has the arm strength. The arm talent has never been in question with him.
And you know who else is like that too?
Who is that?
Russell Wilson.
Russell Wilson does baseball the same guy. Thing. Baseball guys. Guy. Yeah, they do the same thing.
Mm-hmm. Same. He looked amazing too.
He really did.
Hey, that you throw see, to, you see to Tyler
that 85. Woo, yeah, the 85 one to Tyler.
Yeah.
Did you see where that pass landed?
Yes.
That's the kind of thing I'm talking about. Like when I see throws like that and the way the placement and the same thing, you know,
in shot.
Yeah. Patrick does the same thing. Mm-hmm. You know, there's not a lot of quarterbacks that can really do that. You know, there's only a handful who can do what they did. And that's amazing.
Yep. That team. But you know, what's interesting to me about the Seahawks is, they typically start like this, then they slow up.
They fade.
And it's because Russell, he's still running for his life. Like, you saw it.
Yeah, I saw it.
And early season, he got enough legs to do that. Later on, and then they added an extra regular season game. Mm-hmm. I think that, you know, like I said, my biggest question mark is the 49ers. But my biggest doubtful team is the Seahawks. Because I don't know if they can maintain this, you know – I don't know if they can maintain Russell Wilson's until the end of the season. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm hoping that they make a move, man, because they got to get some O-line help. But it feels like they make an O-line move every offseason or every deadline, and it don't really move the needle much. And Seahawks are my other NFC team. So it's like they got to do something, man. I believe in Metcalf. I believe in Lockett. I believe in the offense. But it's that line, bro. And Pete Carroll gonna step on his own feet. He just – some of the play calling he does in the playoffs, since that Super Bowl, he ain't been right. And that's why I'm looking at Russ in the same way I look at, like, guys like Ben Roethlisberger. Not in the same talent level at all. Not saying that they play the same. I mean – in the way that Russell is the anchor for that team, where he has to exert so much effort, the Steelers' defense is the anchor, and they have to hold on. But by the end of the season, both are tired, both are worn down, both got soft tissue injuries. And then this is like, man, what are we supposed to do with this? So Pete Carroll got to right this ship immediately, because if by week 8 we're still seeing Russ run around, it's cooked.
Thank you.
What's up?
How you feel about your Eagles, man?
Woo.
Well, you know what? Before you go, I want to say Jalen Hurts did his thing.
He did.
Thank you.
He did 321, three touches.
Who they play?
I told you. You already know, though.
Who's the opponent?
We played Georgia the Atlanta Falcons. And that's why I can't do cartwheels, but I also have to say that it was a solid showing. And we did what I believe not we were supposed to do, but we did what was possible, because it was Atlanta. We go to San Fran next week. If he can do that, I will start to say yes. This is a this is a building block.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I was gonna say, you say that like the Falcons are trash. They're not trash. They're still to me, the Falcons are a mid-level team at best.
Since when?
But they're going to get ran over by the better teams. And also, the thing about the Falcons and a lot of Georgia teams, we play down to the level of competition, right? We'll stay in a game with a team we're not supposed to and then lose next week to the team that we're supposed to decimate. That's the issue, right? But the thing that I took away about that Eagles game was how pinpoint they were what they wanted to attack and how they wanted to attack.
Yep.
And then they execute.
They did.
On top of that. You know what I'm saying? So to me, that is preparation.
Yeah.
And play calling and play design. And I think that can be replicated. So obviously the 49ers are a different animal.
Much
different. But if they do what they did, because it feels like it could be replicated, they'll be all right. Even if Jalen doesn't throw for 321 and three touchdowns, if he is 250 and two touchdowns, that's good enough. You know what I'm saying? Now it's on the defense at that point in time if you don't get that offensive explosion. But again, they Jalen looked comfortable. It looked like they designed the offense for everybody's abilities.
I can and that's Jalen to me. That's the thing that you're gonna get from him. You're gonna get solid play. I mean, is he gonna be perfect? No. But he doesn't get the credit he deserves, in my opinion.
Oh, no, he don't deserve credit yet. He got credit for that game.
He gets what I'm saying is he deserves more credit for being a solid quarterback.
No,
he's better quarterback than he gets credit for. No. Some of these bums that everybody say what they're gonna be or what they would be if they had if you had a better play. If we had a better line, he'd be this. Not if yet. He had this, he'd be that. Yeah. Why Jalen don't get that same kind
not
of
yet? Because he just turned out.
Number one, Jalen Hurts has never had an almost MVP season. But beyond that, he was also not the number one pick in the draft. So there's different expectations. I'm not saying that he can't become whatever a lot of people think he can be, but to call it down the middle, man, I got to disagree with you, Sean. I think Atlanta is absolutely horrendous. I think that defense is terrible. Like, if you look at their linebacking core, if you look at the fact that we were able to check the ball down every time we wanted to, San Fran is taking that away. They have the defensive line to be able to push the pocket. Jalen Hurts had a lot of time. He had a lot of lanes to run through. It was like Pacific Coast Highway up in that motherfucker. He was just running through that shit. And I was like, okay. And we had Gainwell, a wide receiver converted to a running back, running plays on 3rd and 1 against Atlanta. Like, dude, I can only get so impressed. But I will say this. I did see one throw where we rolled out Hurts to the right, and I think it was Goddard and Rager, that two throws that he made. I was like, those are dope throws. He made real legit like pocket reads.
And that one Hurts drop was a good one too. They called a catch. That's what I'm saying. He makes certain plays that I would like to see from some of the veterans that I don't see. And what you said was 100% right on the head to me. Huh?
You said some veterans?
Yeah.
Like who?
Lamar.
Oh, okay.
Lamar.
Gotcha.
And that's just being honest. I ain't want to call his name because I root for Lamar.
That's not how we do, Shelton.
I root for Lamar, man.
Place where sports opinions collide.
I root for Lamar, man. That's the only thing. I really want him to do well. But
we're about to be the best late night black sports show on YouTube.
So we got
to
keep it real.
We got to do it.
Lamar.
Tuck the kids in because that is sports on. You feel me?
I like that.
but what you said was 100% right about the preparation part. They looked good. Like I saw a good looking team, and you're right. I'm not saying that the Falcons are the greatest competition in the world, but they are not the worst.
I do got the picks.
Oh, you do?
Bad. Yeah, shout out to Nick. They on the dock. Dallas versus Tampa Bay. Of course, I was the only one to have Dallas.
Mm-hmm.
They came close.
Yeah,
they almost pulled it out, man. Yeah. Arizona versus Tennessee. I had Arizona. Nick had Arizona, and you two had Tennessee.
Yeah.
Yep. Cleveland versus Tennessee. We all had KC. You did switch at the last minute. The chat is not updated on here. But
you
know
what? And that game went just like I said it was going to go. Stefanski came out, scored a touchdown with one of the running backs, put the other running back in, got a 2-point conversion. They was trying to hit KC in the mouth early. They just ran out of steam because they not the guys like that just yet. So that's why I changed my pick. I saw it happen, goddamn.
And I was the only one to pick Miami. All of y'all picked. I mean, New England, all y'all picked Miami.
I'm about to say, bro, I know I picked the Dolphins.
Oh, man. Damian Harris, bro. Damian freaking Harris. Man, they had that game. Matt, the Mac attack, baby. Mac looked all right, bro.
Tua looked all right, too.
Mac,
what do you mean?
Tua looked okay.
I'm starting to notice a trend on this episode, Ken. I'm not liking it, though, but you know what I'm just saying? I'm noticing
you see
the trend.
You see it?
You see that?
The Mac attack, baby. I'm telling you, man. He ready. He ready. He showed a lot of heart, but Tua's all right. Tua's all right. Y'all hit that like button.
Ken, you know what, Ken? I think it's a good transition to talk about Nick's team, but I know after you do the schedule that you know their picks, but we got to talk about Nick's team after this because it's time.
Go ahead, go through the rest of the wins and losses over here.
Oh, that was it. We only did those four. Yeah, okay. The only thing left week two picks. You talking about them Giants?
Mm-hmm. So what are our records? What our records do week one?
Oh, I'll tell it up. But
them Giants. Go ahead.
Wait before we hit the Giants. Let me hit a couple of super chats. I missed one. Somebody said something about being right about Jamie's. Whoever said that, please tell me at the bottom so I can give you credit. We appreciate that. Pat the Don said, Winston, dang, it went away. Put it back in there, Pat the Don, and it went away too quick.
See if I can pull it up.
See if you can pull up by Winston. Devontae said, y'all worry about the Packers after week one?
No.
Yes, I'm worried about the Packers after week one.
I'm not.
Ooh, the tape's flying.
Yeah, I'm not. It's Aaron Rodgers. He had not been in the building all offseason. You know what I'm saying? So it is going to take a couple weeks for him.
Does he want
to
be?
Jail back in. Huh?
Does he want to be in the building?
That's why I'm worried.
You know what? I think he's competitive, and I think he loves Devontae. So if he's out there, he's going to play. You know what I'm saying? So,
you know what?
So,
you know what, FIFO? This is a great segue. I think he looked at that Denver team and said, yo, that defense and those weapons I could have out there, Judy and them.
Oh, 100.
Dude, what's his name? Kyle Fuller, Von Miller.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Judy Dunn.
You know what?
What do you mean, yeah, Judy's done?
Judy, I think he tore his ACL.
No, he's supposed to miss a couple of games.
What did he do? Sprain his ankle?
Yeah.
No.
I thought he had an MCL sprain, if I'm not mistaken. But
was it a sprain?
Yeah, yeah. The reason why I bring up Denver is because that Denver played
the Don, some of the Don.
It's one before
the Giants, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
There's one before that I missed too.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Pat the Don, the early super chat show was talking about Winston definitely has top 10 talent and Lego Eagles.
Yeah, it was a high ankle sprain.
Hey, I'm gonna say this. Yeah, Jameis is better than Dak. I wish Nick was here.
Whoa.
Jameis is better than
Whoa.
Dak.
Whoa.
God.
Jameis is better than Dak.
But you say Q tucked the kids in, boy.
Whoa.
Jameis is better than Dak Prescott.
I can't mess with you on that, FIFO.
That's cool. I stay on my island.
Here we go. So who's gonna have a better season?
Jameis.
Wow. Mark that down. Remember this date. What's the date? The 14th. Jameis or Dak.
Damn.
Let's do a poll in the chat too. Who y'all think gonna have a better season? Jameis. And I do say Jameis, by the way, Mr. Mm-hmm. Ant-Man. Jameis, Winston, or Dak. That's crab leg stealer. He's Jameis.
Man, that's I don't hate that take, FIFO. It's just, it might be just week one for me. So I might be jumping on that ship with you in a second. But
hey,
the reason why I brought up Denver is because Denver played the Giants. And I think it's time that we had this conversation. Nick is not here right now, but I want to pose the question to y'all. Like, are they drafting a quarterback next year or what's up?
Who is that?
New York. Daniel Jones. It's time to talk about Danny No Dimes.
he'll be playing in prime time this week. He'll be on Thursday night against that defense from Washington. Mm-hmm. And I think the world will see how bad he is.
Damn.
But yeah, it's past time. If he was of a different hue, he'd already been cooked.
Come on. And it's like, I don't know what the Giants are doing, man. I really don't.
Here's the thing, man. And I said in the chat, man, like, this man don't get enough criticism for the turnovers. And I know there was another quarterback that used to play that used to get a lot of criticism for turning the ball over. And he's in New Orleans right now. But Daniel Jones keeps getting the passes. Like, he had a couple of bad turnovers and he runs up these stat pads at the end of the game. He's just not the guy. And I remember when that guy had, what, he had like one or two good games and everybody was ready to herald him as the next great. This
he got
that.
A nickname from.
Oh, shit. Hey,
he got a nickname out of him.
I mean, it even happened on this show. You know, and everybody go check the record. Nick, no. Mm-hmm. And Nick will be in here sweating. You know, right now.
That's probably why you're out this week.
Yeah, but nah, Q, I think they are going to have to look at a quarterback next year. Cause Daniel just ain't it, bro. And I'm gonna take it a step further. The takes flying tonight, y'all.
Uh-oh.
I told y'all Barkley is overrated. I'm gonna say Barkley is overrated.
Nick picked him as the rushing leader for the year. Daniel Jones rushed for more yards than Barkley. I told him that. Mm. Clear as day. I said, no.
I got a lot of heat for that a couple of while. I said, no, no way. But I saw it. I watched this man.
Yeah.
You know, play. So but yeah. So now that's two. So now then they got two guys that they're gonna have to think about. Now Barkley is serviceable. He does some great things. He's extremely athletic. You know, he can explode at any given moment, you know, without a doubt. But he's not your everyday back like that. And I think he was just overhyped.
Yeah. With all due respect, the injury, it is going to set him back a little bit, but I think he'll be okay, but hopefully he won't be pull a Zeke move, because Zeke can step back every year.
Yeah. But is that, so I think last year was Zeke's fault. This year, I don't know what that game plan was Thursday, because I expect big things from Zeke. If Zeke don't do what I know and what he's shown that he can do, hey man, he up next.
The OC was saying that there's gonna be games where he runs the ball a lot more. That game called for that. His take on it. All right. He said there's gonna be times when they're gonna have to rely on Zeke, but I just don't see how it's gonna
happen. You always rely on Zeke.
Here, you start with Zeke.
Yep.
That's how the game should go.
And that's what they
said. Sprinkle Dak in the middle.
Yeah, they tried to say at one point that it was Zeke's team, now it's Dak's team. So it's kind of like that's where they're going with it.
You know another team, Q? I'm glad you still with us.
Yeah, what's up?
I'm worried about my Steelers, y'all.
Oh, no. We got to talk about this. They tried to force that ball with Kyle Allen. But I'll tell you this, man. Ben looks beyond cooked to me.
Yeah.
And I don't know why Cam Newton has not been contacted. Well, I do. But it's a travesty that Cam is not backing up Ben Roethlisberger right now. Because I think that he could actually do more with that team than what Ben is doing. But that defense is legit. But like I said earlier with the Seahawks, if Ben in that offensive line and they can't get no push up front with Najee, these second half comebacks are going to become fewer and fewer and fewer by week 8, week 9, week 10. And you saw how when they won the first 11 last year, it was cooked towards the end of the season, because you can't expect grown men to be on the field for that long and not start to get injuries and not start to get fatigued. It's just the way that energy and sports expenditure works, you know?
Yeah. I'm wondering if Haskins will be better than Big Ben right now. In all honesty,
couldn't be much worse. 18 for 32 for 108 yards. But shout out to that coaching staff, Tomlin and those guys, because they won that game on the road with horrible play.
Tomlin don't get enough credit.
First of all, he
got a cooked aging quarterback. Mm-hmm. He had Le'Veon situation. He had AB situation. He had all of that turmoil that nobody ever really knew outside of that locker room, mm-hmm. and they still win.
Yes,
amidst all of that.
Yep.
Gotta give that man some props, man.
Yeah. Regardless, he's consistent.
So I think that's a week one loss for Buffalo, just lack of reps. Because they should have easily won that game. But yeah, I think Tomlin and their coaching, they just did a good job of stealing it.
Yeah.
So it goes in the record books, and maybe they'll be better. Every game is different. We know that in football.
Any given Sunday.
Yeah. Every game is different. And you know, we'll see what happens. So they managed to escape. So we'll see what happened. But I'm concerned. Mm-hmm. I'm concerned. I still think Najee's going to do his thing. But if Ben can't throw the ball, then all they're going to do is just, you know, crowd the line of scrimmage, bro. That's it.
And that ain't good for no rookie.
Yeah. Trevor Lawrence looked good.
Mm-hmm. There's moments. But I'll tell you who don't look good. The urban legend about to turn into a myth, because – shit, the way that they talking about cuz in there, it looks bad, man. They talking about Urban Meyer has anger issues with the players, and he's just throwing temper tantrums, and he's on the clock already, like I told y'all, man.
No, you know what it is? It's an adjustment period from college to the pros. You can do that as a tyrant type of leader when you run the whole damn school. You can do that. these guys make 10 times what you'll make. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's
I feel like those
are different. He just needs an adjustment.
It is, but I'm wondering how much of this is true. It also maybe be like a, like they're trying to do a hit on this man. Like,
you think so?
It's just like,
but remember, the same thing came out of Nick Saban when he came to the Dolphins. He was very too hands-on, too nitty-gritty, tantrums, things of that nature.
It just feels like negative stories about Urban Meyer hits better than anything positive.
Is it possible Urban Meyer ain't shit though? Is it possible that, you know what I mean, he just not shit?
Like, as an NFL coach, it's extremely possible, and it's probably more than likely going to be right. I'm just wondering how much of this is actually true or not.
I like to sit in on those interviews and to see why he's got selected for this job. Like, what did you see in Urban to make you say this would be a good fit for this team and he could help us win now? I don't know what they could have saw in him. I just don't know.
Well, he's made some mistakes. The Tim Tebow thing, and then saying that vaccination played a key. He'll learn that in the NFL, you don't say stuff like that out loud. You don't say it at all. You just do, and that's what the NFL does. But we'll see. I think overall, though, I think if like FIFO says, like, you know, I don't know. I'm not saying that they're making all this stuff up out of nowhere because it's coming from somewhere. But as or if he adjusts, I still think he'll be all right. He still may only have three years, but he still managed to, you know, the Jazz still look okay. Like, you just don't go out and throw 300 yards and three touchdowns, you know, in your first game in the NFL like that. So we'll see. We'll see. But it's going to be a long season for them boys. Yep. Joe Burrow.
Look good. Look damn good. I know what I saw when he first got into training camp and all of that. And he appeared, he wasn't right. Sunday, he was right. He was right up here. Mm-hmm. And the crazy part is you still see the holes on that O-line. But I think Joe Burrow is probably going to be one of the next great because I think he's one of those quarterbacks. He's a pocket quarterback with some mobility, Matt Ryan type, you know what I'm saying, athleticism. But I think maybe, you know, more. Mm. You know, let me not disrespect him. A little bit more than Matt Ryan had in his heyday. However, I think he's one of those quarterbacks that he can outplay battle line play. I think he's going to be one of those upper echelon quarterbacks when it's all said and done.
Jamar Chase did his thing too, but yeah.
Jamar Chase did make a couple plays. That's what shocked me. Yeah. He got onto that ball. Yeah. Jamar Chase was waiting on the lights to come on and turn it on. But he scared me. Joe Burrow did scare me one time because he got up limping that one time. Mm-hmm. I was like, man, I hope he ain't hurt again.
Oh, that's when you said the knee don't look right.
He didn't look good when he got up off because they surrounded him. The whole team was out there like, and they picked him up. And I was like, man, that. No, don't trade for Chase. Get rid of Robbie Anderson, but don't trade for Chase. Ain't nobody going that far. But yeah, it just didn't look good when he went down. But he had a strong game. Mm-hmm. That Minnesota team is just disappointing. No, they
are.
Isn't that a Kirk Cousins thing though? Like, oh no, Dalvin dropped the ball.
But I think it's also Mike Zimmer. I think it's time.
His time is up.
It's time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they got to get rid of you know, Kirk Cousins' cap hit is the biggest cap hit in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
So you can't really get rid of him this season. You know what I'm saying? Even next season, it's less of a cap hit, but it's still such a major one that I don't know how the Vikings get better because with Kirk Cousins, you've hit your ceiling. You got every other prerequisite that you need to be a Super Bowl contender. Correct. You're not. And it's because of Kirk Cousins. And you're so cash strapped with this contract. I don't know what you do.
Yeah, they're in a bad spot.
It's a couple teams like that with weapons everywhere. We mentioned one earlier, and I can't think of it right now. I'll come back to it. But those teams with every player in place that needs to be in place, but you don't have a quarterback that can lead that team.
You know, even though he has elevated, but Baker. We saw
Baker's that too. That's,
you know what I'm saying?
Baker's that to me too.
Because Baker is good. And if Baker doesn't turn the ball over because the team is so good, you could potentially win.
but Baker's not going to get it for you.
Baker's Baker.
Baker's Baker. Baker, mm-hmm. Baker, look, if I'm Cleveland, I'm not paying that man.
Oh, no, 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 no.
I'm not paying that. I'm going to let him walk.
Yeah, you can let him walk.
I'm going to let him walk.
That's what I was thinking about the Giants. The Giants with a legit quarterback with those weapons on the outside. Mm-hmm. And once Saquon gets a little better from that leg injury, I think that's a legit team.
100%.
Even with a shaky line, because that happens in the league, but you just need a legit quarterback that can get the ball from 80 because they got weapons all over the place on that team.
Mm-hmm.
What about them Rams?
They look good.
Dominated.
Hey, you know what?
Who on this show says Stafford is not the boy? Who said that? Was it Sheldon or was it me. Somebody else?
I still say it. I still say it.
We gonna have still to talk because look, man.
Let's Matthew get to the Stafford. Playoffs. Let's Matthew win a playoff Stafford game.
Matthew Stafford is one of the most talented QBs in the league, bro.
To like, never win a playoff game, you're correct.
Come on, man. He was in Detroit, bro.
Come on, bro.
Look what happened to Goff. Let me tell you something about that game on Sunday. That boy, Sean McVay, was showing off.
Yep.
That was all Sean McVay. Mm-hmm. Give a damn about no, you know, Matt Stafford. He the guy. You know what I'm saying? I've been saying he had arm talent, all that. Yeah, they got the prerequisite weapons, you know what I'm saying, to keep people honest and all of that. They went and got Sony Michel. I know he didn't play that many snaps or whatever. Obviously, he's still learning the playbook. But all that being said, what Sean McVay did was put everybody on notice. I got shiny new toys, and I ain't scared to use them. Mm-hmm. And then here's the other thing, too, that I'm very interested to see week 7 and beyond. What are the wrinkles Sean McVay is going to throw into? Because, look, he's going to give you the shit. He's going to give you the base for the first couple of weeks so that way you can get some tape on it. And then when you think you know what we going to do, bang, you ain't even see it coming. So I'm so I think this is the one team that I'm more interested in, the head coach versus all of the players or the organization. Sean McVay.
The pre-snap movement.
Bruh, Sean McVay is gonna toy with defensive coordinators all season.
Yeah, they kept saying on the announcement, the commentators, like, this is a partnership between the two, and that he didn't have that with Goff. Like, you know, Goff was a kid. He was a rookie, and he had to kind of baby him and pull him along. Now he's like, they're saying they were speaking very highly of Stafford and his IQ, which I've never heard before until now.
But we saw a glimpse.
No, I know what he can do. But it's just like when you think about Detroit media and the Lions organization, it's like, why haven't they kind of been pushing those things? It just shows like,
well, Ken, look. The reason why I said that we saw a glimpse with Stafford was because when they had Caldwell, what they do, go to the playoffs.
Oh, well, yeah.
Matt Stafford's
yeah.
Turnovers were reduced. They look somewhat legit. They look like a building block to a winning organization. What they do, they fire the man. Mm-hmm. Sean McVay ain't going nowhere. Nowhere. You know what I'm saying? And now he has a guy, you know, you're talking about this relationship. Yes, like Sean McVay can ask Stafford things that he can't ask Jared Goff.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like he done seen, he done been there, done that. You know, like Stafford knows the tendencies of certain defensive players, especially in the NFC. Goff couldn't tell him that, especially when he got there. So look, man.
And when you've lost all kind of ways, you're like, hey, man, babe, I've been in this situation before. Yeah.
He just feel free right now. Yeah. I know he do. Hey, speaking of that game, Josh Bros, what up with Josh? Super chat again. He said, FIFO from one Bears fan to another. What the hell are we doing, man? Feel should have been put in after Dalton's red zone pick.
Hey, Dalton said that's his season. Time. He said that's
we're
his
wasting
time.
The season. What you think about that?
Matt Nagy's look, trash.
I don't. It's not on Matt Nagy.
Matt Nagy is horrible.
Tuck your kids.
He does have questionable play calling. Okay, at times. Okay, but he hasn't had a guy to overcome situations, and now he has the guy. Here's the thing: I don't think that he can hold Justin Fields back that much longer, but I think it is the right move. And the reason why I say that is when you look at the yards per attempt that Justin Fields had, 5.6, that's not good enough. And also when you watch him play, he's holding on to the ball. You know what I'm saying? So it's not processing fast enough. What we were dazzled by
is the athleticism. We see it, the arm, the leg, you know, even, and you got to get down, bro, because you took that big ass shot in preseason. You can't do that in the regular season because that preseason hit isn't the same like the regular season hit.
Sir.
You know what I'm saying? They didn't get you 110. They gave you 100.
Aaron Donald and boys don't play.
They don't play that.
That's another lit. That's
so,
another
so to me, a la Trey Lance, I think Matt Nagy got to see it. I don't know how or when. You know, he got his own process. But when he sees that, okay, or is this too bad with Andy, then you got to make the move. Yeah. But it's one of those things. I think that they're doing the right thing. Give him 2 to 3 weeks.
I do too. Let Andy said it's his time. Let him fuck up. And then that way you'll be like, Andy, look, your time is up.
Yeah. And that would have been a rough one to put him in on because, that defense is stingy and they were coming for them. Boy, they flying all
did
over.
Did you see Jalen Ramsey?
Ridiculous.
Man, was that
Ramsey? Jalen Ramsey took a piece of that Aaron Donald medicine because he was hitting too.
Yeah.
He was playing in the box, in the slot.
Bro, how did we let Aaron Donald and Jalen Ramsey get on the same team?
That's crazy, ain't it?
Like
two men,
like,
99.
By the end, like, bro, they might be all decade players.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's crazy. On the same defense.
And they complement each other.
And
that's
no,
the crazy
and
part.
Ain't nobody else on that defense slouches either. Nah. They got players all over the field. And they flying to the ball.
Yep.
I thought about even, I was like, maybe they need to put in, what's your boy name, the other quarterback?
Ooh.
Dang, what is his name? I forgot his name now. He from Philly.
Foles.
Yeah.
Oh.
I was like, give him a shot.
Foles actually played before Fields.
He probably should have. If you want to sacrifice a lamb, let's run somebody else out there just to see if we can move the ball a little bit.
You know, all I kept thinking about was that how bad Atlanta fucked up when they were getting their ass whooped. Man. Kyle Pitts ain't do shit. Kyle Pitts ain't going to be shit, bro.
I think Kyle Pitts is going to be fine.
How?
Look, I always say I would have taken Justin Fields if I'm the Falcons.
I know that's not what we're discussing.
But I think Kyle Pitts is going to be fine. Physically, I didn't know how big he looked like against NFL players. Mm-hmm. He's not big, but he's kind of tall. He's rangy.
Yeah,
he's a big guy. You know what I'm saying? So. And the way that he moves, they put him out there at wide receiver. He's very fluid. So he's going to have some success at the number 8 pick with an old ass quarterback that, you know, it's time to move on from. I feel that's why I always say I would have taken Justin, but I think Kyle is going to be okay.
Yeah. He's not a franchise changer.
And I'm so shocked that they haven't taken a quarterback because Matt Ryan is the perfect quarterback to learn from.
100%.
I would have loved to have had Justin learn from Matt.
100%.
I would have given him one, maybe even 2 years.
See, because you know what? You know how, like, right now in Chicago, it's like, oh, we'll put Justin in. Because of Andy Dalton.
Yeah.
If you got Matt Ryan, it's like, nah, bro, you good.
Yeah, that's it.
You good.
And he's going to teach him every day.
Yep.
He's that type of guy. I mean, he's that type of leader. Yep. You learn leadership from him. I can't learn leadership from Andy Dalton.
Yep.
I just, you know.
Matt Ryan's MVP.
Right.
Matt Ryan's going to go to the Hall of Fame.
Correct. And he has knowledge. Like I said, I don't know if y'all ever saw the Hard Knock show they was on, but I went to camp a couple of times and just watching him, Matt Ryan, I loved him as a leader and his leadership abilities, you know, not as a player, of course, because I ain't like the Falcons, but as a leader, I've always had a mad respect for Matt Ryan.
Yeah, I feel you.
We got a question from The Last Onyx. He said, your top 3 to 5 rappers today in their NFL equivalent.
That's interesting.
God,
is that when we got to come back? My top 3 rappers.
I gotta think a little bit.
Last honest, we're gonna hold that one real quick. We're gonna come back to that one.
Favorite rappers in their NFL equivalents.
Who do I fuck with like that in the NFL? Lil Dicky is Kirk Cousins.
are y'all talking about rappers alive, like my favorite rappers who are alive,
or just your favorite rappers in their NFL equivalents?
Let's say rappers today
or rappers today.
Rappers today.
All right, so I fuck with Primo. Some of my favorite rappers right now, who else?
Benny.
Freddie,
yeah.
Freddie Gibbs is who? Lamar.
So Benny.
To me, I was thinking Derrick Henry. Mm. Because to me, in the last 2-3 years, anybody that gets on a track with Freddie, he's stiff arming the fuck out them off their own track.
Yeah, that's a good one.
So that's what I was thinking.
That's a good one.
Well, you know, Lil Uzi is Kyler Murray. Lil Uzi is definitely Kyler.
Who's Benny?
I'm thinking
Benny might be. Benny might be Jalen Ramsey.
I like that. I like
that.
What
I mean, you know, you see what I mean? He can he talk that shit, but he back it up everywhere, every time. You know what I mean?
Okay. Hold up. I'm with that.
Let me get in my bag real quick. Hold up.
Patrick Mahomes, Kendrick Lamar.
Patrick Mahomes, Drake to me.
Patrick Mahomes is Drake.
You
got to
be talking about the color. Too young to be Drake. That's before his time.
But not age wise though. We're talking about a guy that burst on the scene and became a superstar like, bam, like overnight. Like nobody even really saw it coming.
Yeah, I feel Deshaun Watson is J. Cole. Doesn't get the promo.
That's exactly. That's 100%.
He up there with all of the greats. Kind of
y'all mentioned all of them before me.
Y'all mentioned all of them before me.
That's the best one.
J. Cole is Deshaun Watson. Trying to think who else kind of fits.
Who's the Aaron Donald y'all love so much? Who is he? Does he have an equivalent? Nah.
That's a good question.
My favorite rappers.
Who is Westside?
Who's Westside?
It's got to be somebody who makes everything go.
Aaron Rodgers.
Think so? He's the chef. Okay.
You put Aaron Rodgers anywhere, he gonna make it work. Westside can collab or executively produce anything right now. I feel like you put Aaron Rodgers in any situation.
I feel like Westside would be Russell Wilson. Because without him, dude, is Griselda what it is? Is the Seahawks what they are?
Is Green Bay what they are?
No, but they have a track record of feast, at least. It's been famine in Seahawks history until Russ.
True.
I mean, 100. Well, Hasselbeck, I'll give y'all that.
Yeah, they just got lucky with having Brett Favre for damn near 20 and now Aaron Rodgers for damn near 20. Yeah. So that's almost 40.
I mean, Bart Starr before him, right?
And, if I'm not mistaken. You know, so they've always had a guy.
Yeah.
I don't know.
DC said Aaron Donald is like a ghost face.
Lamar Jackson is probably future.
Young ghost face.
Lamar Jackson is future.
Yes.
That's a good one.
Yes. Because you know why? You either love that shit or you don't. And if you don't like it, you're going to poke holes in every look. Why is he rapping like that? Why does he say the word like that? You know what I mean? What is he saying? All that shit.
Yeah, that's
you, cool. You know who Kyler Murray is? Young Thug.
Man, he little Uzi, man. I'm trying to tell you.
Young Thug. Because think about how people were talking about Young Thug, like the next future, right? Mm-hmm. And he came in with a little sizzle, but the more he goes on, the better he looks. Cause young Thug, I'm really fucking with Thugger's latest shit.
Hey, man.
Ken, is Brady Hove? Like, what are we saying here? Like,
bingo, 100%. Bingo, 100% oldest dude in the game still relevant. Yeah. 100. There's no other comp.
So Eminem. So what does that make Jameis? You know? Memphis Bleak. James is supposed to be Memphis Bleak now? Like, what's going on?
That would be a summer. Good comp, though.
You know? But that's a good-ass
question.
Wrong, but I'm thinking. I was just saying,
uh-oh.
Carl Nassib, Lil Nas X.
Who?
Carl Nassib, the one that came out with the Raiders.
Somebody said,
you wrong.
Somebody said Odell is Lil Nas X? What? Yeah, I'm serious. So somebody said Odell or?
Oh man, hell nah. I'm about to get in trouble.
Shout out to OJ the Juice Man.
We are Tom Brady's OJ the Juice Man.
Tom Brady's not no soldier. Hey, let's do these. One other team we didn't talk about. But he looked good again. Still Herbert, Justin Herbert, bro.
Yeah, that was because that's a tough defense.
Yeah.
And he was on the road. So,
yeah.
Yeah, nice win. Mm-hmm. Nice win. I expect big things from him, bro, this year.
Yeah.
I think he's going to go off, man. I think he's going to be in the MVP race.
Wow.
He's going to ball out.
Mm-hmm.
Herbert's going to ball out, bro.
Those guys are showing that they weren't flukes for sure.
Yeah.
And they're more prepared. They're coming in prepared to play football. I'm really impressed with that class from last year, especially seeing as how they didn't get a preseason. They came in and they balled out, and they continuing to ball out. So the bar is set high for that class. Which one of you, I think, Q, you said something very interesting about Herbert taking the place of Lamar.
Yep.
And you say what you said, because that was a really good point.
I think that in terms of the branding and marketing of the NFL for the last couple of years, it's been Mahomes, Lamar Jackson, because you have the two Madden QBs. They can run around a little bit. Obviously, Lamar to a much greater degree than Mahomes, more of a pocket guy. But that's been the rivalry. They've been trying to match them up in games for years now. I think they have a game this year as well. It's going to be in Baltimore. But if these issues, like I said, if these issues persist with how people view Lamar, if they lose certain games that they shouldn't lose, if interceptions and fumbles keep happening, I think Herbert is on track to be replacing Lamar Jackson in that advertisement space. Not saying in terms of, you know, he's going to overtake Lamar's greatness or whatever, but they're going to make Mahomes and Herbert, if he continues this track, that's going to be the rivalry. And they're in the same division too, right? So it's going to be a lot of wars. They got to do right by him though.
Yeah, I'm kind of hoping that they keep the Burrow Herbert together. Yeah. Keep that side together.
Same.
Yeah, that's what I'm hoping. You know, let them grow together and let them battle it out for that next tier behind the Patty and Lamar.
What this looks like is Brady Manning 2.0 kind of sort of.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a little early because, you know, Herbert got to catch up. But, you know, what you want to see second year in is there already. So, you know, but I definitely think it can grow into that type of rivalry.
Who got to catch up with who?
Herbert got to catch up to Mahomes.
Oh, you talking about them two?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
I see that Brady Manning 2.0.
Yeah, yeah. Herbert's nice, bro.
Mm-hmm. Herbert's the nice boy, man.
Yeah,
we gotta talk about Washington real quick before we
go ahead.
Let me give you these, and we go. Oh yeah, go ahead, because it's the same thing. Go ahead, I'll read these after that.
Yeah, like what? How did we all feel about Ryan Fitzpatrick having the same injury as Tua? Are they gonna call Cam, or, you know, Heineke played all right, man? Like
Cam ain't getting the call, bro.
Nah,
especially after that interview.
That interview, that kind of
getting the call.
Yeah, that interview. Over. That interview was.
What did he say in the interview?
Cam being Cam.
He
flamboyant.
He was
making it all about him.
Yeah, he said that the reason why Cam would be Ye.
Yes.
Yeah.
Kanye.
Cam would be Kanye.
Yeah.
Well, he didn't really say anything bad, but it was just the wrong type of things for the NFL.
He
told the truth, but Cam don't need to say the things he said. Like, he's gonna be a distraction. They won't let him go because people be talking about how long
he's not saying the right thing.
Yeah.
He's saying
he said that Mac would want him gone because he would be a distraction to him.
Yeah, that's what let the media do the talking for you in that situation, because they were already saying all of that. So you don't need to come out and say reiterate what they already said. So that was just a bad decision on his bad, but he couldn't help it. And so I think it's gonna be hard pressed because what he said was true, and because he came out and said it himself, I think the NFL is going to be like, man, unless they're in a bad, bad, bad spot,
they're
going to be like, man, I don't even want to deal with this anymore.
I would love him in Pittsburgh, though. Y'all are 100% correct. Yep. I would love to see him with Mike Tomlin and just see what he can do in that situation. But, yep. you're right. And I felt the same way, Ken.
Yep.
I wanted to see the interview because I love the interview with him and his pops.
And then the hair coming out the hat.
But yeah,
who was that? That was his dad.
Yeah, that was his dad.
Yeah, that was his father, man.
He did an interview with his dad on top of that.
Yeah, it was the weirdest thing I've ever seen, man.
Oh, what are you?
But it was actually cool though. I mean, like I said, I liked it, but I did not like it for his career path. I liked it as interesting TV.
So and that coach and Cam got a history, so he definitely not call him in. I think he wanted Taylor Heineke to start anyway.
Yeah.
So this gives him a chance. He wanted Taylor and Kyle Allen. So this is going to give him a chance to get that done.
Which those were Cam's backups in Carolina, both of them.
And yep. If we're talking about that, the Washington football team, did y'all see that Terry McLaurin catch?
Yeah,
oh, nice. My God.
But between the DBs.
Yes. Okay, you're gonna just look it up. Just type in Terry McLaurin catch is the first thing that's going to pull up. And in real time, it looks like, okay, that's a good catch. In slow motion, the DB jumps. It goes through his hands. Terry is contorting to try. Yo, is it the best catch of the weekend?
Yo, you know something I saw? And speaking of the game with Baltimore last night, I just saw this earlier today, and y'all might want to look back at this. There was an interception that nobody mentioned on that game-winning drive. What's the best DB's name? 44.
Marlon Humphrey.
Marlon Humphrey picked off a pass. The ball never touched the ground. It was a pass that Edwards missed. And I'm going to find it on Yahoo and send it to y'all. But the ball never touched the ground. Marlon Humphrey caught it between his legs and picked it up. And he never complained. Nobody said anything. But it was a pick. That game should have been over. I forgot about it. I saw it on Yahoo today. It was like the interception that everybody missed. ESPN didn't mention it. Nobody said anything about it because you couldn't tell. You didn't see it until you looked back at the play. But the ball never touched the ground. The ball hit Edwards' leg, bounced up in between his legs, and he picked the ball up. Damn. And it was a pick. But
all right, well, let's get into the picks for week two. Then we'll call it a night.
A couple super chats.
Okay.
Want me to read these first?
Yep. Yeah, go ahead.
Tracy G, what's happening, Tracy, as always? Chicago Tracy. These NFL game has been good thriller games, excluding the Pack. That's true. The Packers game was not a good one. Not a good one at all.
Yeah.
She said, who is the best? Tracy G also said, who is the best QB from all games played so far?
Tom Brady.
You said Tom Brady?
Tom Brady. Sorry.
I can't argue with that. Tom Brady and Kyler Murray.
Out of week one?
Yeah.
Give me Mahomes.
To me, it's either Kyler Murray or Mahomes. And the reason why I'm going Mahomes, he makes some of the – it's difficult for everybody else, but he makes it look so easy. And it wasn't like for big plays. It's just mundane 7-yard gains to Travis Kelce. That's like, bro, nobody else would have made that throw. Like a couple sidearm joints.
Yeah, I saw that one. I saw one, yeah. When he get that Tom Brady game, bro. Like where he just take, and he did that in stretches during that Cleveland game where he just take what the defense gave him. Bro, he's gonna be crazy.
Yeah. It's really hard to stop
him. I got Mahomes though on this one.
I'm the chat is chiming in and saying some of the same things. Kyler was my pick. But you can't go wrong with any of those guys.
Yeah, it just comes down to personal preference.
Johnny Mac Zero, what's happening? Johnny Mac Zero asked a question that I want to know from y'all, and I kind of was thinking this when we were making our picks. Is Tyreek Hill the best receiver in the NFL?
No.
Thank you.
He's not. He's the most dynamic. He's the most scariest. Mm-hmm. But he's not the most technically gifted or the technically best wide receiver.
Who is?
Probably Devontae.
D-Hop,
bro.
D-Hop. Which one? The one where he caught like this and he hopped around and ran?
Yeah. No. Not which that one.
Oh, the one on the sideline?
No. That spin move was crazy. Yeah. No, that touchdown.
Yeah.
He was leaning. He kind of went this way.
The
toe touch. Man, bro.
D-Hop.
AB might have something to say about that too this year.
True. AB looked good, but.
Yeah.
Man, I don't know. That shit.
But the point of the matter is there's about three or four guys that are quote unquote better than Tyreek Hill. But Tyreek Hill is the scariest wide receiver
out of all of them
to match up against. Period. Like you got to worry about even Tyler Lockett, the way he gets off the line, like you can't jam him. So there's a lot of different wide receivers that give you a lot of different looks. Even Stephon Diggs, we could put Stephon Diggs there. You know, so I think he's a better technical wide receiver than Tyreek. But put with it like the this ball people. In his hand, he's the most scary.
Mm-hmm. Put it like this, FIFO. Tyreek Hill is the Steph Curry to that offense.
Yes.
Yes, he is.
Yes.
100%.
Yes.
And you know he going to give you something every game. He going to give you the business.
Yep.
Every single game, he going to give you something.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And it doesn't hurt to have a Travis Kelce on the side and a Patrick Mahomes throwing the ball to him. So,
yeah. I put it to you like this. Tyreek wouldn't beat Tyreek without Pat Mahomes.
Correct.
He needed
Pat Mahomes to unlock what he can do best.
Correct.
But he was a kick returner before this.
But if you that guy, who you want on your team right now?
What?
Out of all those guys?
All those wide receivers?
Yeah. I want D-Hop on my team.
Give me any of them. All of them changed the game. Devontae changed the game. Stephon, D-Hop, they all changed the game. Realistically, at that point, you just splitting hair. Like, they're going to be a dynamic weapon. Like, you got to double team this guy.
Mike Evans, it don't matter. All those
as long as I got one of them, I'm good.
Yeah, I would go with Devontae or D-Hop.
D-Hop is the boy, man. I'm trying to tell you.
Yeah, D-Hop, man, bro. Yeah.
Yeah, I think D-Hop, period.
Yeah.
Give me Tyreek. Oh, Tyreek is amazing.
You can't stay with him. Yeah. And here's the thing. You always got to double him. Because you saw what the Raiders did. Oh, we just go. No. Or no, not the Raiders. The Browns. I can't remember what DB that was that he just ran past.
Like, I think it was a safety.
Or a safety. Whoever the hell that was.
He was playing like it was playing with
him. Man, I don't even want to talk about that.
They playing with him.
All right. Any more? Is that it?
Brendan Irvin, what's happening? Brendan said, in the NFC West, who will lose first? The Niners play the Eagles. The Rams play the Colts. The Cardinals play the Vikings. And the Seahawks play the Titans.
The Eagles.
Colts.
Man, they may all lose this week.
Eagles gonna lose by 30.
They might all lose this week.
I think the Colts.
Do you think the Rams will lose to the Colts?
I think the Colts will lose to the Rams.
Oh, this is the NFC West.
The Colts look like to me. The Colts look better than what they showed personally, but I think they can power up. And Wentz, he didn't look terrible to me. He looked okay. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think I misunderstood the question.
Yeah, the NFC West, who will lose first?
Oh, okay. Eagles.
No, the West. The Niners, the Rams, the Seahawks, or the
because you know the Cardinals and Rams play soon.
Oh,
well, the Niners.
Oh, so who?
No, this week we're gonna lose this week.
Who's gonna lose this week?
Yeah, the Niners play the Eagles.
Uh huh.
The Rams play the Colts.
Uh huh.
The Cards play the Vikings, and the Seahawks play the Titans.
They're gonna all be 2-0.
They could easily lose these games.
Yeah, who the Vikings play?
The Vikings play
the Cardinals.
Damn. I was thinking that too. Damn. I was thinking that bounces the same thing I was thinking about the Titans too. A bounce back game for the Titans.
Yep. I got them.
That's a tough question, but yeah. I ain't surprised by any of that. Alex Hayes. With the super chat, what's up, Alex? Alex said, coming out of college and looking at them now, is Jalen Hurts going to be better than Tua? I think
so. He can be.
He can be more successful.
Yeah.
It can go either way.
Yeah. I need to see a little bit more from Tua. Granted, Jalen, I need to see a little bit more from Tua. I like the way Flores plans on using him, though. I thought that was a good game plan. Mm-hmm. So I think he's doing what Tua could probably do best.
Pat the Don said, Q, we finally healthy. Come on, man. Eagles Nation.
Nah, fam.
So he said, Q ain't get his team no love. I understand, like, Q. If anybody understands, it's me.
Like it's just not giving what it's supposed to give for me, bro. But by week 6, we'll see. We'll see what's up.
Mr. Ant-Man 27 said, why Shelton always pronounce it Jamie's? I told you he was Jamie's when he stole them crab legs. So, yeah, that's his name. His name is Jamie's Winston when he steals crab legs. That's my dude. Jeremiah Cleveland said, we have the best coach and defense in the AFC North. I don't know which team he's talking about, though. I'm sorry about that.
Who said that?
Jeremiah. I forgot who. Jeremiah Cleveland, who is your team? Because I didn't see what
could it be Cleveland?
That's what I was wondering.
Could it be?
I think he was talking about the Steelers.
Oh, okay.
He was talking about the Steelers. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. That defense is legit. And Minkah Fitzpatrick is the most underrated defensive player in the NFL.
Yes, sir.
Yes, he is. And him and Watt together
Watt was unguardable that game.
Watt, which duo would you take, though? Would you take Watt and Minkah, or would you take Jalen Ramsey and Aaron Donald?
Well, one pairing is younger, So if you go upside and window of success, Jalen and Dom, they got another.
Let's take that away. Just talk about where they're playing right now.
Oh, on talent, Jalen Ramsey and Aaron Donald, it's not even, to me, a question. Just because I think Ramsey, like, Minka is great. I really think Ramsey is like up here compared Ramsey to all these crazy, other corners, bro.
Yeah.
He's insane, bro. Like the rate at which he can cover ground, the wood, like on the shoulder, like the hits he be laying on dudes.
Yeah. He don't mind hitting somebody.
Minka hit too. Don't get me wrong. But I've seen more hits from Ramsey result in boom plays. You know what I mean?
Did you see that game when he played against Golden Tate?
Yes.
I don't know if y'all knew the backstory behind that, but Jalen Ramsey got a baby by Golden Tate's sister. Mm. So they got kind of like, they got this little...
He does?
Beat. Yeah, they had a little animosity going. So if you watch that game, go back and look at the highlights of them playing against each other. They was out there fighting. And that's why he was hitting him like that. They was, you know, that mess with my sister type vibe. And then you could see it all through the game. They fought the whole game.
Ain't no Jalen tackle like that.
Yes.
He hit, man.
So yeah,
in college, he gave different vibes, but
he had, you know, him and his sister, they had him and his baby mom was going at it. Well, that's Golden Tate's sister.
Okay.
Like I said, go back and watch highlights, Golden Tate versus when y'all get a chance, watch Golden Tate versus Jalen Ramsey.
Yeah,
he slammed him too.
I've been fucking with Jalen Ramsey since college, bro.
Yeah, Florida State.
Yeah,
bro.
Florida State, man. Mm-hmm.
Him and Florida State produce some dope. Him and
I've seen that guy like change games.
Yeah.
In college, yeah, it was crazy.
Derwin, my safety.
Derwin James.
James, nice like that too.
You know, I'm gonna go Minka and TJ, only because I feel like, you know, Jalen can lock up one person. But what Minka does in the secondary is make sure nobody gets past him.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So you can have trashier other defenders and Minka can make up for it. Now, Jalen does similar type things, but it's literally taking one guy.
Yeah.
Minka could take the whole back end off.
Gotcha.
So that's why I'm going to take them. And then when you're talking about TJ versus Aaron Donald, obviously, the sheer power of Aaron Donald is unmatched in the NFL. But if we're talking about just general pressure, obviously, you know, the shortest point between two lines is a straight line. But TJ get there pretty damn quick.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And I feel he has a lot of his brother's abilities in a different type of package. Mm-hmm. So he has a lot of what JJ has. It's just, it's quicker. It's more compact. It's, you know what I'm saying? It's more sudden than JJ. So to me, I take those two because I feel that I need less around if I have them.
Oh, you caught that one, Marty. You caught that one.
Curfew Q.
What I said about, never mind, Jalen. But anyway, Curfew Q, that's funny. It's a Q bedtime.
Y'all got some good nicknames. Corey Lyons with the super chat. What's up, Corey? Corey said, Lamar about to play himself right into the franchise tag, then looking for a big play day.
Mm-hmm.
And he is negotiating his own contract, by the way.
Okay, good. Good. That's dope.
Said he ain't playing that. He's going to do his own thing. TJ said today his own, too. He ended up making his own decision, still had to pay them dudes. So he might as well negotiate his own deal as well. Chill Vibes 24 with the super chat. Chill Vibes said, not NFL related, but what are y'all thoughts on people saying Chris Bosh and Ben Wallace shouldn't be in the Hall of Fame? What makes an NBA player or an NFL player Hall of Fame worthy?
I be trying to figure that out all the time, especially when it comes to the NFL. I feel like the NFL, they especially recently, they're letting more questionable people in.
Yeah.
But the NBA, honestly, I don't know. But I definitely think those two guys deserve it. Because without Ben Wallace, those Detroit Pistons don't win championships.
Correct.
And he was a multiple defensive player of the year.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I want to say he leads the Detroit Pistons franchise in rebounding and blocks.
Yeah, like Ben Wallace definitely should be.
He should be there. You know what I'm saying? And then if we're talking about Chris Bosh, the Heat don't win without Chris Bosh. And Chris Bosh was an all-star before going to the Heat.
I think that's what helps qualify him.
Yes. And also because he still has Toronto Raptor records that still stand to now. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And they already had Vince Carter before him. They had, you know, Kawhi only for 1 year. They had DeMar DeRozan all his time. And Chris Bosh still leads in several categories. So, nah, man, I think both of those guys deserve to go in. I put it to you like this. If they didn't win the championships, they wouldn't have been in.
Correct. Bosh wouldn't have got in.
Because yeah. they won. No, I even think Ben Wallace. If Ben Wallace didn't win,
Ben Wallace would have
got in.
Yeah.
No. You know, they won. So that's what solidified their careers.
In the championships with a plural S on the end.
Not just one. It was multiple. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
Because they other than the championship, well, not other than the championships, but you know what I'm saying? They wouldn't be looked at as favorably without that.
The chips put them over the top.
Because
it was right at the line, but the chips put them over the top.
Yeah, and yeah, Darryl Brown, I was going to get to that too and ask that question about that too. What are y'all thoughts on John Wall he's working with the Rockets to secure a trade?
Where I don't know how in the hell that first and foremost, that man's owed $46.7 million this year, $47 million that came. I don't know how in the hell they moved that. Because remember, this is not the NBA offseason. They're going, well, technically it is the offseason, so money don't have to whatever. But you have to match that up. You can't just trade $500,000 for $46 million. You know what I'm saying? You just can't do that. So I don't know who is going to be able to take on that type of salary without giving up some. Because think about it, the Rockets don't want to give up draft picks.
Mm-mm.
They want draft picks. You know what I'm saying? And I don't know who's in the only team that can make this work by absorbing the contract is OKC and then buying them out.
Well, the talk of him going, yeah, I don't know how Philly have cap space either, Mr. T. But that's the talk, is that he may go to Philly. I saw what they were saying. It's Philly, New Orleans.
I saw a rumor to the Lakers. I don't know how that happens.
Yeah, no. Mm-mm. He don't need to be. Man, that's too much. They already got too much. Philly, New Orleans, and I forgot who the third team was, but Philly would be the lead dog as far as what I can tell.
But I don't know how they make that happen without trading Ben Simmons.
Unless they're gonna hit that cap threshold, I don't know.
Well, you know, now Philly does have the contracts to make it work because Tobias got a big deal. You know what I'm saying? You can package, but my opinion is like, is this move moving us in a better direction? It's just not. You know what I'm saying? So I wouldn't give up Tobias to acquire John Wall. That doesn't move the needle. So I think that this is just a lot of talk to kind of let people know that he's available. Nobody's going to bite. Eventually, they're going to work out a buyout. He'll just sign with whoever he wants to.
Yeah.
But I don't see a trade. I just think about it. Like, what organization, Shelton, if you was running, you're like, yeah, let me jump on that $50 million this year.
Mm-hmm.
Who?
Yeah. Oh, the Clippers were the other one. The Cavs. KJ too, yeah, but the Clippers were the other team that they were saying
a the lot Cavs of need saying, to hire me. That's what that's all I know.
Yeah,
I bet you in 3 years we smell in the playoffs.
We'll see how that play out. All right, let's get into these week two picks. So after the first week, Nick is 4-0. Mm-hmm. Shelton and FIFO, you both are 3-1. And I am 2-2. Mm-hmm. Yep.
What about Beasy?
B wasn't here.
B picked? Didn't he pick?
I don't know. I don't know if B coming back to the show.
Oh.
B
gaming?
Yeah, I guess so.
We be gaming?
I thought he was, because they were podcasting tonight, so I thought he was going to be here tonight. I know they were playing games last week, so I didn't expect, but I thought he'd be on every other week. I'm going to have to ask. You know, because B will make a move and won't tell you. all right, so the first pick, New England versus New Jersey. I mean, not New Jersey, but the New York Jets.
Not basketball, bro. Come back.
Oh, man, that's an easy one.
Say that one more time, I'm sorry.
Pats versus the Jets.
That's the Pats. I can see the Jets going. They could easily go 0-16, 1-15.
Yeah.
But, yeah, give me New England.
All right, same for me. So Nick can fill his in. Tennessee versus Seattle. I'm going to go with the Seahawks.
Where are they playing?
It says versus Seattle, so I think it's I can look. But if you put them
in the way they're supposed to be, then Seattle should be at home. When it says versus, it's
probably the home team. Let me see.
Yeah, Seahawks at home.
Give me Seahawks at home.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, give me Seahawks at home.
Yeah, give me Seattle. Okay. So everybody going Seahawks. Buffalo versus Miami. Ooh, this is going to be a good one.
That's a good one. At Miami?
Yeah.
Give me Buffalo. Give me Buffalo.
I'm going with Miami.
Ain't mad at you, Ken.
Going with Miami. All right. Last one. Bengals versus the Bears.
Where?
Chicago.
Chicago, man. Give me the Bears. Give me the Bengals.
I'm going Bengals too. Seven Bears. I'm going Bengals. All right. So we'll get Nick's picks Thursday. So we don't try to sneak and change it later. So let's see what the chat. So yeah, chats. Okay, we got some Bengals picks in here. A couple of Hawks picks. Okay. A couple of Jets picks. All right.
I see them saying the Jets gonna pull it off.
They're home. It might happen. But yeah.
Bill Belichick will not lose to rookie quarterback.
No, he shouldn't. He shouldn't. But all right, well, FIFA, I don't think you were here, but I was driving in, and I was thinking, I said, we might be like one of the few live sports shows at nighttime.
Mm-hmm. Especially the time we get on.
Yeah, very few, man. And
sports
and
at night.
And black, too, but there are a lot of black sports shows. But yeah, so I think that's one thing we can add to the list. But I think that's also pretty dope too.
Mm-hmm.
Because most shows are in the morning, we do ours at night.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, we thank you guys. It wouldn't be possible if you guys didn't show up.
Yeah,
man.
I was gonna say that. Appreciate each and every one of you for coming every week, man, and rocking out with us. We really, really appreciate the support.
Yeah, for real. I think we can really make this thing a really, really huge show, man, and could do big things. So, and you know, we do it together. We do the show with you guys, and we thank you. We see you guys Thursday. So thank you guys for being here. We'll catch you guys then. We out. Peace.
Peace.